Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome in. Follow the Money live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard with you here for the next 3 hours on a Wednesday morning. Coming up in an hour, Jeff Seeley on the program with his best bets in the golf world for this week. Jordan Sherwood, 90 minutes from now, a huge card in the UFC this weekend. We'll get his best bets at that point. And some NBA with a Brandon Scoopy Robinson back end of today's show. We will get to some NFL news in about 6-7 minutes. But the NBA today, Paul, is where we're going to begin here. And good morning, Southern California, to those of you watching on the Lakers flagship Spectrum. Some big news out of Brian Windhorst's mouth last night, right? The crackerjack NBA reporter for ESPN, when he said, and he's not talking about like ancillary people, he said these are people in the know, the possibility of Kyrie, after he opted in to go back to the Nets, the possibility of Kyrie to the Lakers is not dead.
Uh-huh. And Woj has the same thing. So Jeannie Buss, Palenka, you got to try this. You can't be concerned about picks in 2027 or 2029. You have to do everything in your power to be competitive, which they know, but you also have to keep LeBron James and give him every reason to come back and sign a long-term deal. If you give up Westbrook and have unprotected first-round picks in 27 and 29, maybe the Nets go for that, for Kyrie. The concern with the Nets is that Kyrie could be even worse now because he got his money. And who is the source of I'd rather lose both guys than go through what we did last year? That's the owner of the Nets.
Uh-huh.
Think about that. That's where Windhorst got that from. So that's telling you about how bad it was last year, and they want no part of that again.
Oh, and we brought that up yesterday. Have fun with that in September and October when the regular season is around the corner.
Yes. So many felt they blew it last year, that the Lakers could have had John Wall. All they had to do was give up Westbrook and pick swaps, according to Ramona Shelburne, and they could have got Wall last year. I mean, they could have used him big time. They could have used him this year. A guy averaged 20 a game. But you give up those picks in 2027 and 2029, and who knows if the Nets will go for it. And then maybe they just turn around and flip Westbrook, whatever, or what happens with Durant. You have to get a deal in place with Durant, too, or at least that he's going to stay. But if you're that concerned about this guy doing his shenanigans and acting like a fool again and just ripping apart a locker room like he is known to do, and now that he has his money, I think that this is right. These are top-level people saying the Lakers aren't out of this. They have to do whatever they can to try to get him.
And this was not a surprise, right, as Westbrook opted into his $47 million coming up this year with the Lakers. Yesterday, I don't think the Nets are going to bite on that. I think there's going to have to be a third team at least involved here to make this work. And I don't know what team that could possibly be because, again, how many teams across the league, put yourself in their shoes for 2 seconds. If I asked you, if you're the GM of Team X and the Lakers called and said, look, we got to make this deal happen and Westbrook's going to be a part of it. How can you help us out? I would laugh. I would absolutely laugh. The Lakers are going to have to go out of their way to sweeten the pot for every team involved. They have to.
Well, yeah. 2027 and 2029, unprotected's a good start. There was something out there with Charlotte, maybe with doing something, or Hayward involved too. Who knows? But I know a guy making $47 million a year.
That's going to be very difficult to navigate around those waters.
Yeah, big surprise. Westbrook opted in, right?
Well, he had to. I mean, that was, come on.
Yeah, but I'm fired up. I mean, this is good. At least there's a chance here. At least there's a chance. So they have to go for this. Yeah. And you shouldn't be concerned about picks that far down the road. I mean, who cares? I mean, you don't know how long LeBron James has left. You got to keep him.
No, that's the thing, right? Like, they were really, really bad at the tail end of Kobe's career and then for a few years after that. Right. We had a long stretch there where the Lakers were like a 25 win team. That had like expectations going into the year. You knew that they were going to stink.
Right. And who knows if the Nets will go for it. But you can't tell me that the reason you couldn't get Wall and then maybe Kyrie is because you're hanging on to these picks 8 years down the road.
Right.
Come on. You got to go for it.
Yep.
Go for this. I mean, you got a chance, at least if you can bring this guy in and you can. And why'd they miss the playoffs? Because of Westbrook. The other thing is, are we really going to do this with it was a nice story, right? But Brunson?
Oh, it's going to happen.
4 for $110?
Yeah, it's going to happen.
And the Knicks cleared up more money yesterday?
Remember, the talk was during the season he could get like 4 for $72. And now we're at for $110 range?
Yeah. Well, two things. Apparently, now, Bob Valgaris, who was as good as it gets, but apparently was not a big fan of his. And he didn't like to play him. And he was using numbers and analytics, and that was one thing. Brunson was also ticked off that the extension wasn't offered. And it was a little late. So there are reports that maybe Dallas would even have to go $28, $30 million a year if they want to keep him. But it'd still be a big blow. I mean, if they lose him, he might tick off Luka too. But this is, the Knicks are all in here. You're hearing rumors about Murray to the Knicks as well. But this is just something where the guy plays well in the playoffs. Who knew, right? And now he might get $30 million a year.
Mm-hmm. It's like they are going to break the bank for the guy.
Knicks move,
though. Yeah, making more moves last night.
Yeah.
And people are going to be fired up about this. Hey, it's finally our year. We're going to go nuts and make a deep run in the playoffs. No, you're not. Did people pay attention to how good the Eastern Conference was last year?
Yeah.
And the players and the teams that they have to compete against?
Well, I know you have to go for it, at least put a competitive product on a court. And those tickets are high priced in New York, but the worst thing you can be in the NBA is like the 8, 9, 10 seed, right? And that's what it seems. That's a problem with the Wizards. I mean, the Wizards really can't get out of that spot, but that's where the Knicks had the great run a couple years ago, and then everything went sideways this past year.
Sure.
But if they could get Murray, and there's rumors there, Brunson and Murray's a hell of a start, though. That's a pretty good job, though. I mean, it's one thing to say evaluate the player, look at the contract, but if it's a going rate, it's a going rate.
Mm-hmm. Some NFL here. I love negotiations like this. The thought with Watson, the starting point would be to get a year. Well, his side is going to come back and go, we're going to ask for 0 games. And the reason why is they're going to point to 2021 and say he's already missed a full year. You can't give him more than that.
Oh, God.
And so how does
that was the team decision.
How does this get negotiated now?
Oh, my God.
Does it come from at least another full season from the NFL side? They want 0. Do they meet in the middle somehow? And is it like an 8-game suspension?
Well, it's early, and I'll be careful here. But for them to bring up Kraft as an example, that was consensual. I mean, what Kraft did. It wasn't a good look, but I mean, Bobby, they can come to your house. You're a billionaire. But they want to use Kraft as an example? This was not consensual.
These women,
there's over 25 of them.
Yes.
Come on.
Legal teams, they will dig as deep as they possibly can to bring up other examples to make their client look good, right?
Kraft tip, too. Come on. He did.
Yeah, evidently he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's who knows what's going to happen. The other thing is, though, what if it's 10 games, if it's a year, I mean, I still want to hold out hope that they could kiss and make up with Mayfield. I mean, I don't know. What do you now? Lombardi was on yesterday. He was talking. Looks like maybe Seattle, maybe Carolina, and then what happens with Garoppolo once he resumes throwing?
Well, here you go. This is Baker Mayfield, right? He's now talking about this. What would have to happen for this guy to go back and play with the Browns this year?
No, I think for that to happen, there would have to be some reaching out, but we're ready to move on, I think, on both sides.
Okay, so he's ready to move on, but they'd still have to reach out.
Not hard.
Give him a call. Bring him in.
Rework the deal, sweeten something in the contract, and say, okay, let's go. We need you.
How would that go over for you, though?
What do you mean?
You personally. That happened to you.
Would you be
okay with sucking that up and saying, okay, I mean, that's like tail between your legs. I can't believe I'm going to do this, but here I am.
Did they really hang him out to dry on national television on purpose?
I mean, he feels that way, right?
Well, I mean, don't play hurt then. Put Keenum in there, both the Browns and Mayfield. If you're hurting the team, and he was, fact, don't play him. But, I mean, everyone's got a price. Like, they could do something with the contract.
He's competitive.
We need,
I mean, yeah, he's got an edge to him, obviously, and that's why I didn't think that he was going to be okay with going back. But also, he's a, you know, a trooper, and he wants to compete.
We're losing our minds here. We are losing our minds. We are treating him like Sam Darnold or some bum. He's not. He almost went to the AFC title game 2 years ago.
He is. What's the word you want to use? I'll call him a fine quarterback. He's fine.
Yeah, but if you have good pieces around him,
well, that's yeah,
you
that's
got a
the
chance.
Key.
I mean, where are you going with Brissett?
Right. And the Browns definitely have some good pieces around him. I would say that. They have talent on that team. We all know this. I mean, their expectations with Watson, it was going to be that wasn't just a Watson thing, why they were favored to win that division. And, you know, their win total was as high as it was. They have good guys around him.
I would give Carolina a shot at maybe 7 wins if they Mayfield's an upgrade over Darnold, no doubt.
I would agree, yep. Yeah. I want to throw this at you. The news yesterday that the Commanders re-signed Terry McLaurin, who's a really good young wide receiver in this league. I'm looking at Mike Clay's projections for McLaurin at ESPN. 1,116 yards, 6 touchdowns. Did you know, Paulie? I went back and looked at every single year Carson Wentz has been a starting quarterback. Did you know that Michael Pittman last year for the Colts was the first wide receiver to go over 1,000 yards with Wentz as a quarterback?
No. Oh, God.
He had 1,082 yards and 6 touchdowns. Nobody else for the Colts last year had, by the way, more than 384 yards. But if you go back, Ertz had 1,163 and 8 touchdowns in 2018, tight end. Wide receivers over the years, 2017. Jeffrey, 789 yards to lead the team. 2018, Jeffrey, 843 and 6 touchdowns to lead the team. In 2019, Wentz threw for 4,000 yards, 27 touchdowns. Jeffrey had 490 yards to lead all receivers on the team. And then in 2020, Wentz played 12 games. It was Travis Fulgham who had 539 yards. I don't see a player prop up for him yet this year, but he's 50-1 to lead the league in receiving yards. I'll look elsewhere.
Yeah, great breakdown. He's become a game manager. It was bad. Some people thought it was Philly and not him. Oh, no.
Yeah.
How the holds on the ball, takes sacks. He was terrible last year.
I really knew when he was playing there with the Eagles, it was a lot, you know, of passing to tight ends and running backs. Oh, my God, the running backs were absolutely involved. But I didn't realize that he never threw never had 1,000 yards in Philadelphia.
Oh, remember last year?
Oh, my God.
With the Colts, it was chuck it up and hope for the PI
call. Oh, that's
call.
Exactly what it was.
It was the best part of their offense.
Yep.
They bailed out.
I can't wait to see what McLaurin's season-long prop is going to be. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Up next, win some, lose some. And Power Rating Wednesday, Paulie did something yesterday that he was absolutely dreading, and it has to do with getting old. That's coming up here in Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, BetRivers, as you covered, they've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
All right, some reaction from the last segment. The worst part about getting old, as Paulie filled out his will yesterday. You know, I'm actually over the random aches and pains, never knowing where they're going to come from. Like, I get it. That's part of getting old. That's been happening to me now for like 7-8 years. I'm used to it. The neck, the back, every part of the ankle. What, I don't know what's going to happen next.
Yep.
This is from Indiana Jet on Twitter. Just turned 50 this year, signed up for Discord, looked at it once, couldn't understand how it worked, immediately deleted it. I don't have it. It's, I think it's like an app to communicate with people, kind of like maybe WhatsApp. WhatsApp? Yeah. That's a good one.
Just give up right away.
Just tap out. This is from Willie. Very relatable. Have to hit a few range balls before golf in order to warm up. Bad injuries are real. Sleeping wrong or getting hurt, getting out of bed is impossible. The days of getting ID'd are over. Very sad. That's I get out of bed like 3 times a week. I'm like, what happened last night? Why does this hurt?
Yeah.
Where is that coming from?
Sure.
What? How? Did I have a crazy dream where my body's flailing all over during the night? All of a sudden, my neck, I can't. And Jimmy Mack, with kind words about the show. Big fan of the show. You don't know what we're going to get next. Nasty feet shots, fast food reviews, getting older. Loves it. Thank you, Jimmy, for the kind words. We appreciate it.
Thank you. The new technology was a good one. That's, yeah. How do I do this? What are the kids up to now? What do I have to do with all these apps?
Oh,
how do I watch this on TV? Well, how do I?
This is a good one. This is a good one. Email fteam@vsin.com from Andy. I'm 67, so trust me when I say the worst moments are this. As he puts it, seeing a young, attractive woman and realizing you're old enough to be her father.
Yeah.
Happens when you turn 50 or old enough to be your grandfather. Sometimes I don't know if... Can I be honest? I don't know if if I'm at a grocery store and I see a couple of young women there, I don't know if they're 19 or 27. I have no idea.
Tough. Shouldn't stop you, though. At least Southern California, it's no problem. Age is just a number. I mean, you see plenty.
Yeah, you got to be careful a little bit.
Well, I mean, in terms of, if the girl's 30 and you're 55, it shouldn't stop you.
No, that's different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'll say this as we look at today's Major League Baseball card. The Astros bet was probably the easiest winner we're going to have all year.
Yep. Good feel right now with baseball. Coming right back with them. It's just Verlander seems cheap at $1.25.
Yeah, I bet it overnight last
night.
Who's
to say this isn't the best team in baseball? I mean, they should have swept the Yankees. They blew two of those games. And they're 3-0 against the Mets this year. So I don't – Walker's done a good job this year and pitched well. But I think it's a big step up with this ferocious lineup that they have. And Verlander's had one bad start the whole year. Come right back with the Astros. I like them. And a lot of day games today.
I'm glad you said that because I'm watching that game last night. And I think you'll appreciate this of all people.
It's over early.
You know that that early 2000s album that Metallica did that had terrible reviews? Was it Saint Anger?
All right.
Okay. There's a song on there called Some Kind of Monster. The Monster Lives. Goes like that. Good song. Very good song. I thought that song came into my head last night because I'm watching the Astros and I thought they are an absolute monster. And Alvarez is a monster and so is Verlander. And that lineup, they are just incredible. You're exactly spot on. Yeah. I had the same thought last night. This might be the best team in baseball.
Yeah.
They don't have the best record.
Yeah. They have a solid record, right? And a great story with the Mets, but you wanted to hear it. I think it's smoke and mirrors. I mean, how they have this record without DeGrom and Scherzer. So great job by Showalter, but maybe it figures that the losing streak's coming here with the Mets. And I think that it continues and they get beat again today. So
$1.20 is too short.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Right.
That number's going to go up today.
Right. They're going to score runs. Yeah, they'll get to Walker. So I really like that play today.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to make of this? I have to call it this. Like a very good or outstanding pitching matchup we have today in Toronto between Manoah and Pivetta.
Yep.
Now, this is not Pivetta's career, obviously, but he's having a career year. And Manoah at home, you know all the numbers, 2.15 with the ERA. The whip is 0.8. He is one of the best pitchers at home in all of baseball this year and in general. Yep. And they're laying a price today that is pretty damn big because of him.
I know. I know only one loss at home career, but Jesus. But they are 7-2 this year against the Red Sox. Boston, of course, blows it last night. They've lost 7-9 in Toronto.
Another over, by the way.
Yep, this run Pivetta's on. I mean, going back since he got up to that slow start, he's been great. And they've won eight of his last nine, but a 4-1 personally. ERA of 2 leads the team in wins, quality starts, strikeouts, innings pitched, and war. But you look who you're going against. True. So they figure to get something off him. Can Manoah slow down Boston? But again, they've had issues against him this year, and it's been a house of horrors for him. But $1.75 is too high.
Well, I would agree with that. That number is getting a little out of control here today. I will say that we have three, by my count, contenders for the American League Cy Young going today. Manoah is one of them. Verlander's another. Otani would be another one a little bit later on. But if Manoah is awesome today, and he goes like 7 strong, and he limits this great Red Sox offense to like 1 run, maybe 2 runs, and that's it. People are really, I mean, they're already taking notice, but it's going to get really serious with him after today then.
Mm-hmm.
But $1.75, if this number keeps going up, because it's moving, and they were not that big on the overnight number, the Red Sox are going to be attractive enough to make a bet today. At some point. Maybe it's there already at plus 150.
Isn't Ohtani too much?
Yeah, I don't like laying big numbers. First of all, Kopech is on the other side, and he can be really good. But I will say this about Shohei, going back to what I just said about the American League Cy Young. If he puts together, let's say, 2 more starts, close to what he did his last time out, and in fact, his last 3 starts for Ohtani, 21 innings, he's allowed 9 hits, 5 walks, 1 earned run, that's it, and 25 Ks. He had 13 strikeouts last game. So if he can go, I just said about Manoah, if he goes like 7 today and gives up like 1 run, 2 runs, and strikes out 10 again, and I'd say if he does it one more time after that, then Ohtani's name is going to start coming down on the odds board for the Cy Young.
It's going to be hard. He's going to have to put several great stretches together at the plate because, I mean, it appears now Judge is hitting 60. Good job putting these props up too, which gets to will he break Maris, hit more than Maris. But that appears he's going to hit 60, and also the big clutch hits he's had all year, and they might win 110 games. So that's he's up against it, but he's got to continue this as well. I don't think he's too high. I really like Cleveland today. But the Twins have lost 8 of the last 9 games started by Bundy. Now, Minnesota's 8-3, last 11 in Cleveland with 4 shutouts and an ERA of 2. But I don't trust this bullpen at all. You know, it's going to be tough with Quantrill here, but I like Cleveland. Just it's more anti-Bundy. And he pitched well last time out. They got beat 1-0 at home against Colorado. But it's just this bullpen is so bad. Keep blowing games.
Yeah.
I mean, this division, they should be up 6-7 games in this division.
I will say that the Guardians bullpen, too, they haven't been any great shakes lately either. And they brought in one of their best guys yesterday, Morgan, who's been terrific this year out of the pen. And he allowed back-to-back ropes a double followed by a triple, and that was a run that took the lead for the Twins at that point. So that might be a little, well, I'm not going to say concerning, but something to watch moving forward. But I'm with you on that game in general. And then Alcantara goes today for the Marlins.
Yeah, favorite on the road.
Yeah, against the Cardinals.
Yeah, bad luck in his last start. He got the loss, so we were on him. He bad defense let him down. Should have been a double play. Butchered it. Turned into bases loaded, nobody out. And the Mets got him. But Goldschmidt again. I mean, he is even money at some spots to win the MVP.
Oh, he's hitting like 350.
What a run. Yeah, yeah. Lead the leagues in average. Not to mention all the home runs. He had the hitting streak, the on-base streak.
Right. Mashing the baseball.
What a season.
Yep. Here's the thing about Sandy going today. In his last start, and he's thrown already 106 innings this year. He gobbles innings up like no other pitcher in baseball. His last start, he did go six hits, four earned, four Ks. It was tied for the least amount of Ks since opening day and the second most runs allowed all year by him. So that was an uncharacteristic start for him. But again, it is this Cardinals offense that he's taking on today. So it's another tough spot here for Sandy.
No opinion. I don't. Do you want to lay a big price with the Yankees? Go ahead. They're 11-1 in the last 12 games, started by Tyone. He's almost $3. The A's have lost 41 of 56. They are last in hits and batting average. The last time we saw a team this anemic offensively, 1905, when you look at their offensive numbers. Think about that. Ridiculous what's going on, okay? And give Texas some credit. They're a game under 500. They're 4-1 this season against Kansas City. Dunning seems cheap. A little rough, though, last couple of starts. He's $1.20 against Greinke. You see what he did? Did you see what he did with the video?
Oh, with the baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fan comes down like, hey, can I have your autograph? He grabs the ball, and he throws it. Like, what are you doing? Why'd you do that? He goes, for my amusement.
I saw a media member tweeted that out, and he goes, he continues to be the strangest athlete I've ever covered in my entire life.
Remember he was on the Dodgers, and they clinched the division, and he came on the field with his wife, and they had a fake baby.
That's right, yeah.
Like a Cabbage Patch
That's
kid
right.
or something.
I do remember that.
They're walking around with it.
Yeah.
He's a lunatic.
Goofy sense of humor? I don't know. Huh. I don't know what it
just
is.
Just grabs the ball. Hey, can I have your autograph? He takes the ball, and he throws it like Bauer.
By the way, I think the Padres get to the Diamondbacks again today because Bumgarner is going.
Okay.
So maybe if you want to look at a first five team total over with San Diego, or maybe this to win the game because Clevinger is going today. But the best bet on the board to me again is Verlander,
right.
Laying $1.20.
I think the Braves are cheap too.
Yeah.
Juarez, yeah. I think Wright's worth a look as well. Braves are hot. 20-5.
Up next, best and worst ROI teams in Major League Baseball, including totals, 66% to the under on the season.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code VEGAS1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. Visit VSiN.com/horses for details. Bonus code VEGAS1000. It's time for Jeff Seeley. At Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter, Cutmaker Pod as well with Twitter. Check out the podcast, cutmakerpod.com. Join Telegram to get all the plays as well. We'll talk John Deere in a second. Let's start with LIV because it's a better field coming up this weekend in Portland. But we had a guest on from CBS a couple weeks ago who said it's a big for the success of this league, that this tournament in LIV, that if you get bettors to get involved and to watch it, I mean, it's hard to find odds, Jeff. And although the only place here I see locally as of now is the Westgate, and they have Pat Reed at 20-1. What do you think, if anything stands out, and how hard it's been to find odds on the LIV tournament?
Well, yeah, guys. I mean, I would love to bet it this week, but I can't in Indiana. You know, and it's ironic. We've got, I think, 10 different sports books here, and I can't find it anywhere. I saw on Odds Checker, it had odds posted on both FanDuel and Unibet, and then I go online on both sites to look at it, and neither have it up. So it's interesting. It's curious as to what sort of communication the PGA has had with these guys, because you're right, you got to watch it online, and then if you can't bet on it, you know, like, who's going to watch it? I mean, that's part of it is being able to bet on it is part of the value or the entertainment. So I think it's going to be interesting. I'm curious as to why they took it down. Obviously the PGA had to have some sort of leverage there. And if this is their leverage to choke these guys out and not let any, you know, gambling on it, then who knows what's going
to
happen.
Okay, so you recommend Reed at 20-1. DJ's 8. Oosthuizen and Answer, 12. Gooch and Koepka, 14. DeChambeau, Sergio, Nah, 20-1. Schwartzel, who won the first event, 25-1. Wolf, 40. Pat Perez, 30-1.
Yeah, simply, guys, I just looked at it and looked at form, and I think, you know, for the price relative to form coming into this, Patrick Reed would be the guy I would take just purely because of price relative to form. I don't know a ton about the course. I'm not going to lie. I haven't had a lot of obviously there hasn't been a lot of data on it at all, but not only that, but it's, you know, I can't bet it, so I'm not going to spend a ton of time on it. But if I were going to bet it, Reed would be the guy I would play.
I mean, think about the names that Paulie just rattled off as a part of this LIV tournament and how big they are. And meanwhile, I'm looking at the odds right now for the John Deere Classic, Jeff. And Webb Simpson is the shortest shot on the board at 14-1 in that range. And the second biggest name probably is Jason Day. So it's like the LIV tournament this week, you know, if you could find it, would blow away in terms of big names the John Deere Classic, obviously.
Well, and it's the ghost of Jason Day, right?
Yeah.
It's not even the Jason Day that we know from, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. It's the ghost of Jason Day. So, yeah, no. And what's crazy, guys, is I talked about, I mean, this is what's insane. Is if you look at the names who were in the John Deere just 3 years ago, this field had Colin Morikawa, Joaquin Niemann, Victor Hovland, Sungjae Im, Daniel Berger, Russell Henley, and Harold Varner. We're all in the John Deere Classic 3 years ago.
Wow.
Not a single one of them is in it this year.
Tell us about the course, and what do you think here? 25 under wins it? 20 under?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a shootout. There's no question about that. And you know, it's just a very straightforward 7,200-yard par 71. Every year it's a shootout. This year won't be any different. The nice part about it is, though, you don't have to be a bomber to win. It's basically put in the fairway, chip and putt. I mean, while that's golf in general, I understand, you know, more so than ever, but when you have a shootout, you have to hit fairways and you have to make putts, because that, you know, two or three putts can be the difference between, you know, 20, 25, 22, whatever. I think 25 or so will win. So just whoever's sharpest with their wedges and putters is going to be in the hunt this week, guys. And what I think is really interesting, so because of that, I'm actually making a lot of smaller bets this week.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of value down the board. And one example I looked at, if you were to look at the current odds on the Open Championship this year, there's one guy under 10-1, four guys under 20-1, and 11 guys between 20 and 30-1. This, you know, so I'm sorry, that's what we have at the John Deere. In the John Deere, we have two guys under 20-1, five guys between 20 and 30-1, seven guys under 30-1. So the point is you get a lot more value on the John Deere this week if you put your homework in looking down the board than you would on the Open Championship. So I think this is a great week to bet. While the field looks terrible, the opportunity is great.
Okay, well then let's start there. Some of the mid-tier guys that you're looking at this week, maybe in that 30, 35, 40-1 range or thereabouts that you think makes some sense.
Yeah, guys, so Brendan Todd is 35-1, comes in with great recent form, ranking number one total strokes gained over the past 12 rounds, 16th in the field in approach, and second in putting. And while he doesn't drive the ball very far, what Todd does do is keep in the fairway. So, again, all you should need to do this week is continue his hot putting up, dial his irons in. I think Todd will be in contention. He finished 18th there in 2019 with that loaded field that I mentioned. So he's got decent course history here as well. And then John Ha is a tremendous value play this week, 45-1 or so. Good form, check. He's got finished top 15 in two of his last three. And his third tourney, he finished 25th. He's got good course history here, having finished 7th in 2018. Course fit is a perfect check mark. He's a positive putter on bent grass greens, and he plays his best golf on easy courses. He is 5th in the field in tee to green over his last 12 rounds here. So his overall game is there. All we need to happen is for positive putting here. He has struggled in putting in four of his last five coming in. But last week his putter looked good. So I'm on John Ha at 45-1. I like those some guys in some of the mid-tiers.
Okay, so let's go back then for a second then and look at the guys at the very top of the odds board. And we brought up Webb Simpson. He played really well last week. You like him on short courses. You can find him as high as 14-1 to win this tournament. Do you think at that number, having said what you just did, do you think a guy like Webb at that number makes some sense this week too?
I do, yeah. And again, you find him at 14-1. I think that's a great price. It does make a ton of sense. I mean, he is clearly the best player. Like, over the last 50 rounds, it's not even remotely close. And when number two is Adam Hadwin, for example, like, Webb is the best player. And all Webb has to do is, again, put in the fairway, make putts. If I'm going to rely on one guy in this field to do that, it's going to be Webb. 14-1, his form's getting good. So I don't think you overthink it. I think he's pretty straightforward. I wouldn't play him in DFS. I think he's going to be easily the most popular player and the highest, probably 25-30% owned. So I wouldn't play him in DFS, but I do like him as a bet at 14-1.
Okay. Moving our way back down the board then, some bombs that you like this week.
Yeah, guys, so Nate Lashley comes in with solid form and solid course history. He's 65-1 or so. He finished inside the top 20 in two of his last five tournaments, which were far more difficult than we're going to see this week. He finished 26 here 3 years ago, so he's got some decent history here. Maybe a little piece of money on Lashley to win, but my favorite play on Lashley is top 20 at plus 250 or better. And then Mark Hubbard, 70-1, putts great on bent grass, plays well on easy courses, hits his wedges and putter. He has his wedges and putter dialed in right now, so he's gained an average of 3 strokes on approach over his last 4 tournaments. And gain an average of 2 strokes putting over that same time span. So he's coming in having made 4 straight cuts. And again, in fields have been far more difficult than this. Again, a small bet on Hubbard, 70-1. I do like him again, a top 20 at plus 250 or better. And then my favorite bomb this week, guys, you can find Ryan Armour at 100-1 on DraftKings. He's plus 700 top 10, and he's plus 130 top 40. I mean, he's a no-brainer bomb pick for this. Easily my favorite of the bombs. Really, with Armour, he really either misses the cut or has a really good finish. It's pretty straightforward. So he's finished inside the top 25 in 4 of his last 10 and has 2 more inside the top 35. He really is, if I were to define his game in one way, he's kind of a poor man's Webb Simpson. He finds fairways, he's a good wedge player, and his putter can get hot. So while he hasn't fared well here in the past, I'm hoping that some of his good recent form can carry over. And there's a really bad number here on Armour. I would have made him 50-1, so I love like 100-1. I think it's a great price.
Okay, how about a couple of matchups as well?
Yeah, I like Cam Davis over Ches Reavie. I played that. I like Cam Davis this week, and I think he's a terrific DFS play. And then I mentioned Brendan Todd and versus the ghost of Jason Day. I'm going to play Todd for sure in that matchup.
There you go. Great breakdown again. Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter, cutmakerpod.com for all the picks as well. Thanks, buddy. Have a good week.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
Yep. Good luck. There you go with all the bets.
All right. 2 weeks to the Open.
Can't wait.
Yes.
Nigel Seeley is going to be in town, by the way, in July.
That's right.
He's going to be here for like a week.
Okay. Come on out. Yeah, if you can make it. Come say hello. Have a beer with him. Have a Stella. And pick his brain with soccer, golf, tennis. Yeah.
Now, he's made his way to Las Vegas a couple times in the past, but we've known him, and he's been on the air for like 5 years with us. Great dude, obviously. You can tell that by his appearances. Great handicapper as well. So if you're going to be out in Las Vegas, make it a point to come over and say hello to Nigel. Probably have a Stella as well. We were talking today about the worst part about getting old. This is so relatable from Wayne on Twitter, Wayne Morgan. 40 years ago, a family friend who was a barber said this, quote, young men come in to get a haircut. Then when they get older, they come in to get their hair cut off the ears, out of their noses, and eyebrows trimmed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that fun? Uh-huh. You wake up, you look in the mirror. Wait, I got some more stuff growing out of my ears today. Let me check out the old schnoz. Got to trim the nose again constantly.
It's tough.
Eyebrows.
Memory. Where's my car keys? What did I forget? What did I do? Just... What was I going to do? You ever walk into a room and specifically you're going into a room for something?
Well, how many times a day?
Why did I come in here? Right. You can't remember that.
I will put my phone down somewhere, and I will make a note in my brain. Okay, Mitch, remember I put it right here. I'll walk away for 20 seconds. Where'd my phone go? Oh, yeah. Yeah, things are looking great down the road.
Can you imagine if we played pickup basketball for a half hour today?
I don't even know I can make a half an hour. For a game, I could go shoot around for half an hour. For a game, I don't know if I could make it. I'd be worried about things collapsing on me.
Paramedic.
Football props up next that are available in many states. Very creative. More wins, Patriots or Notre Dame? How about Cincy versus Cincy?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Sports Betting Network.
Buying picks from a handicapper, make sure it's from someone with transparent records or leaderboards visible to the public and backs up their picks with a profit guarantee. Today, Winners and Winers says hold your money and try any of the pros out this weekend free, no catch. Just considering subscribing after you win. Text VSiN to 320-350-3500. Text VSiN 320-350-3500. Huge UFC card this weekend, UFC 276 out here in Las Vegas. For more on this and a preview of the card, Jordan Sherwood joins us, the Unnamed MMA podcast and ESPN 1000 in Chicago. Good to talk to you again. Appreciate the time. How about Adesanya, who's 22-1 in his career? Are we getting carried away here against Cannonier that he's laying almost 450 now?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much straight up. If you're looking for Adesanya to win that fight, that's way too big of a price to lean on. I mean, but Adesanya is special. He's proven that amongst the middleweights, he's the best that we've seen for quite some time, maybe since Anderson Silva. And I just think that how he fights and how he stays out of range and then is able to pick his opponents apart and the takedown defense that he has shown throughout his evolution and, you know, the rise to the top of the middleweight division, Cannonier is really not going to offer a lot. So I look for some prop value, and I think we're going to see kind of a similar Adesanya fight like we did against Marvin Vettori, like we did against Robert Whittaker his last time out. And that's a easy, unanimous decision victory for Israel Adesanya. And that's plus money still. So if you don't believe that Adesanya is going to look like he did against Paulo Costa, which I don't believe that'll be the case, I think the value is on Adesanya to win by points because that's what we've grown accustomed to seeing him inside the octagon, especially now with a bigger octagon too, at T-Mobile Arena.
Sure. So a similar bet to that, Jordan, would be to play over the round prop at 4.5, which is around minus 105 or so.
Yeah, I think that's certainly safe. Again, Adesanya is going to keep himself out of harm's way. And even in that loss to Jan Błachowicz, when he went up in light to 205, I mean, that was a 5-round loss. So Adesanya just avoids it, avoids issues, avoids problems, keep himself at distance, picks him apart, and wins, carries up the point. So I love the 4.5 prop as well.
Okay, the co-main, Volkanovski against Holloway. He's only lost once in his career. It was 9 years ago. He's beat Max twice. He's a $2 favorite. The round prop is 4.5 over $2. What are your thoughts on this fight?
Yeah, it's I'm going back and forth because there's a lot of argument that Max Holloway won both the fights against Alexander Volkanovski, especially that second one, which was ruled a split decision victory for Volkanovski. So I like where Max is at right now, but I'm going to wait for public money to come in on Max because look at the two controversial main events that we've had at UFC just recently, Calvin Kattar and Josh Emmett last week, and then a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago, Caitlin Vieira and Holly Holm. Damage was scored more significantly than strikes in volume when we're told strikes in volume has more weight. So who's going to land the harder punches? Who's going to be beat up more in the face? It's likely going to be Max Holloway because of how hard Alexander Volkanovski hits. So can't really trust the judges to get this one right. But I think Max Holloway is the best featherweight we've ever seen, despite the two losses to Alexander Volkanovski. So I'll say this right now, that plus 165 price or a plus 330 price for Max to win via decision, that's my recommendation. But be wary of how these judges have been scoring these fights of late, you know, resulting in damage as opposed to volume striking.
Okay, interesting. Middleweight fight. Are you surprised Pereira's favorite against Sean Strickland, who's 15-1?
No, Pereira's the, you know, the brand new shiny toy. He's 2-0 in the UFC with one knockout, and he's the guy that beat Israel Adesanya. Granted, it was kickboxing, but he knocked him out. So the UFC wants everything they can to be able to book this interesting fight. However, if Sean Strickland continues his rise, I mean, he's won now six fights in a row in the middleweight division. That's a great fight to book against Adesanya. And I think Strickland's all sorts of problems for Pereira. He's a pressure fighter. He's a guy that'll look for takedowns. He's a guy that can mentally get in your mind because he talks to you and he talks, you know, game to you inside the cage. And I think that's issues for Pereira because unless Pereira can get himself comfortable and start using his striking acumen, he's not winning this fight. He succumbs to takedowns, and that's what Sean Strickland's game is. So I love him at plus money right now, and I love the over in this fight as well. I think Sean Strickland's going to dirty this up. He's going to lean on his fight two fights ago, which was Uriah Hall, similar fighter, struggles with takedown defense, but outstanding striker. So I like Sean Strickland, especially as an underdog in this fight.
Okay, that's 1.5 round prop over 160.
Heavy juice there.
Yeah, can Munoz frustrate or do anything here against Sugar Sean O'Malley, who's only lost once? That's when he broke his foot Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you have to bank on. You have to bank on those leg kicks being able to be landed by Pedro Munoz. And Pedro Munoz is a tough customer. He's been in the top 10 of the bantamweight division for quite some time. And I'm still not buying the Sugar Sean O'Malley hype, but this is a perfect matchup for Sugar Sean. Okay. He's going to be able to utilize reach, utilize his power, likely outpoint Pedro Munoz. I'm not necessarily going to be convinced that we're going to see a knockout as we're grown to accustomed to seeing with Sugar Sean because Pedro Munoz has never been stopped. So, I don't think – I stay away from this fight because – if Munoz lands one leg kick, like Sean O'Malley's leg might snap because they're twins. So I stay away from this fight altogether.
You know that Sugar Sean Pauly is going to be involved like in every single parlay coming up on Saturday
sure.
night.
Yes.
No doubt. Okay. Yeah. So then down the card a little bit more. Cerrone takes on Jim Miller. Cerrone's lost a bunch of fights in a row. Miller's been around forever. Also, Robbie Lawler's on the card. So a big name from the past, obviously. What do you make of this Miller fight against Cerrone where Miller's kind of a heavy favorite right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of shocking because also Donald Cowboy Cerrone, you know, beat him several years ago. Both guys, you know, questionable in their age, and this is going to be the record for UFC fights because both of them hold it right now. So the winner is the sole possession holder of wins in the UFC. But Jim Miller comes out like a bat out of hell. He's won his last two fights against some pretty good competition, which is surprising. And Donald Cowboy Cerrone just can't handle pressure. Slow starter. So I like the under in this fight. I think there's a very quick finish, and likely it's going to be Jim Miller getting the win inside the distance. It's a shop worn Cowboy Cerrone, even at 170 pounds. So I love Jim Miller in this fight.
How long are we doing this? He's lost five fights in a row, and they're still trotting him out there, Cerrone?
I think he just wants to ride off on a horse with a win. So they're just waiting for him to get a win, and then maybe he could hang up the spurs, if you will. But it's just not happening, and it's not going to happen. I don't believe it's going to happen on Saturday night.
Okay. Either. How about what Mitch said, too, about the Lawler fight? Robbie Lawler, $1.25.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely worth a look. Brian Barberena, just known for being tough, literally has a helmet for a head. I think he got lucky, did Barbarina his last time out against Matt Brown, kind of pushed the pace the final 10 seconds of the fight to get the win. I think Robbie Lawler, it's a perfect fight. It's going to be a stand-up fight. It's going to be who's got more grit, who's got more desire. And Robbie Lawler, obviously, we know what he can do. So at about a money line, you know, pick'em fight, I like Robbie Lawler in that one.
By the way, to back up 1 second here, Jordan, did you see a number yet on Cerrone, Miller to win inside the distance?
I haven't yet. Neither. I just looked at the heavily juiced to the under, I'm sure.
That'll be coming out, I'm sure, tomorrow or Friday for sure. And so people that want to pay attention to that. Okay. All right.
Anything else on the card that you like from the prelims or another round prop maybe?
I mean, I think Andre Munoz, he's a very fast starter, good submission ace, gets the fight to the ground. Uriah Hall, I alluded to him earlier in the Sean Strickland example. He struggles with guys like that, pressure and takedown fighters. So I think Munoz inside the distance, Munoz via submission, and maybe even a prop like Munoz in round one, he's going to get a very quick finish on Uriah Hall.
Okay, that'd be a juicy return.
Yes, it would be.
If he can finish him early. Great to talk
to you.
Always
got to give you guys one juicy one,
sure,
right,
yeah,
to look
yeah.
for.
Yeah. Yeah, good to catch up with you again. Congrats on getting back to Chicago, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, fellas, always a pleasure.
Talk soon. Jordan Sherwood, ESPN 1000 in Chicago, and the unnamed MMA podcast. Plenty of picks there. 450 now on Adesanya in some spots.
I see that, yeah.
4.5 the round prop, as you mentioned, and the Volkanovski, same price to 210 to win and $2 over 4.5.
All right. I think that's a good recommendation, by the way, on Miller inside the distance.
Did you see a price?
I don't see one yet. It's early here Wednesday morning. They might pop a little bit later on today or Thursday, I would think.
The under 1.5 is plus money. I think he mentioned that. But that's juicy if Hall gets beat early. A first-round stoppage there with Munoz.
Well, and his points on Adesanya, right?
No.
How he takes all of his fights the distance, and 4.5 is over right now is -105. Thinking that this has been his MO for his entire career, it's going to continue one more time. And he talked about betting on Adesanya to win on the scorecards, which is a little plus money right now. Can't find that. Again, -105, not the worst bet to make on over 4.5.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I like the gals over. The Barber fight,
uh-huh.
260, yeah. 2.5 over 265. I mean, it's just knockouts rarely happen, so it'd have to be a submission.
Which fight are you most excited about?
Oh, Holloway. Holloway,
I think it has to be, right?
Yeah, yeah. True what he said. Some people felt he won the first two fights or could have gone either way.
Yeah, I thought there was a little
a good one.
Shenanigans or some maybe highway robbery involved in that second one. Where Holloway won that fight.
Our buddy Dan also says this is a horrible fight. Bad matchup for Munoz. And he likes Sugar Sean. You are right, though. He'll be on every parlay.
Oh, he will
and
be.
He'll get in the $3 range, too.
All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our thanks to Jordan Sherwood there, breaking down the UFC card coming up on Saturday night. Up next, we will get into today's Major League Baseball card. And how does a Cy Young favorite bounce back from one of his worst starts of the year? We will try to figure that out coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.